For years, Saleh Abu Bakr has owned this farm, exporting corn and other crops to provinces across Chad. But in the past few years, he says his harvests have shrunk.
In the past 3 years or so, we would plant it around the time we were expecting rains. It would rain and then stop, so some died. I lost 20 acres of the crops I planted this year because of the change in rain pattern.
Thousands of Chadians depend on farming for their livelihood, but many say they've been producing less as a result of global warming. The UN Environment Agency considers Chad among the countries most vulnerable to climate change. It's not just erratic rainfall. Chad also suffers from cycles of drought. The extreme weather means smaller harvests and lower returns for farmers. And because less produce reaches the market, prices have increased in a country where nearly half the population of 13 million live below the poverty line. Chad relies heavily on imports, and the knock-on effect of the rise in global prices can already be felt. Many people say they simply can't afford some items of food.
Prices just keep increasing every day. I used to buy a lot of food before, but now I've reduced what I buy. Some things I've stopped buying altogether.
Inflation is less than 3%, but hundreds of thousands of people earn less than $500 a year, according to the government, which says it's working to reduce costs.
The government each year sets some of its budget to buy commodities at the normal price and sell them to people who can't afford at lower prices. That's to reduce the impact of price hikes. And the government is working to support vital industries and work on getting investments to improve the economy.
People here say they hope prices go down soon so they can afford to put food on their table. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Haraz Al Biar, Chad.